Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They've been rescued at sea by the hundreds, and migrants have left Greece for Western Europe by the thousands, all in the last 24 hours.
We are people.
That's a Syrian boy crying, blocked at the Hungary border with Syria. Fox News Radio's Simon Owens there live.
Dave, from where I'm standing on the Hungarian side of the border, I can hear an increasingly agitated crowd of maybe a few thousand migrants chanting things like, open the doors. They are stranded in Serbia after Hungary sealed up the border. Hundreds of Hungarian riot police are now moving in. Police here say they've arrested 500 people since yesterday for illegally entering the country. Hungary cracking down despite unease from other European nations, saying people escaping war should be protected. Dave?
Simon, a child still missing in Utah from Monday's flash floods. That's a video a woman took as a van and SUV were washed away. Nine other kids and three women were killed. A search also continues north of there for three hikers swept away with four others who were found dead. One person's dead in Kansas City after people in two cars were shooting at each other last night. One of the cars hit another vehicle not involved in that gunfight, killing a person inside, critically injuring six children. Will Donald Trump stir things up again tonight, railing against illegal immigration?
A woman who's 9 months pregnant walks across the border, has a baby, and you have to take care of that baby for the next 85 years.
That was Trump rallying on a battleship in L.A. last night. A big question before tonight's second primetime presidential debate. Will his 10 Republican rivals on stage attack him?
Really, I do think he's a fake conservative.
That's Rand Paul. Marco Rubio says Trump's tapped into Americans' frustration.
We have to be frustrated, but we also have to allow that to lead us to solutions.
Those who toke are stoked in Colorado, where there's a good drug deal going down today only. The state will not tax pot sales, saving marijuana buyers 10%, a gift because the state overestimated tax revenue this year. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead and start saving hundreds of dollars. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
There's one part of your home that gets the most use. You know what it is? It gets stepped on, run on, slept on, wrestled on, and sometimes spilled on. That's right, it's your floor. If your floor's been wrestled on a few too many times, or maybe you just want to change, Zornemann Flooring is here to help. We'll have the flooring you want at a price you'll love. And our professional installation means no worries. We'd love you to visit our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive in Bryan, or visit our website at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan, next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the first time in at least 6 years, headcount is down at Blinn College's Brazos County campuses compared to the year before. Senior Vice President Dennis Krausen says the more important number, how many hours those students are taking, is up 1% from last fall.
That's what we get funding based on contact hours. And what's interesting is when you see that number go up,
but the headcount go down, what that's telling you is students are taking more classes. Instead of taking maybe 9 or 10 hours, they're probably taking 10 to 12 hours, which that's what we want to see. That way we get students to try to complete their whole degree with us.
Krausen says contact hours went up in Bryan by 1% due to a last-minute rush of registrations, something he said is unusual at Blinn but common at other community colleges. While Bryan's headcount was down by 380, the number remains more than 13,000. Texas A&M is expanding to the Rio Grande Valley. That's after the city of McAllen and Hidalgo County came up with $18 million and 100 acres of land for a branch of the flagship campus. McAllen Mayor Jim Darling says talks first started 4 years ago.
I think it's fantastic if a kid that maybe not have the wherewithal to go to College Station can get his Aggie ring down here in the valley. To me, it's a fantastic opportunity.
What was described as a teaching center is supposed to open in 2 years. Initial enrollment is expected to be 100, growing within 5 years to 750. The McAllen branch will offer courses in healthcare research and biomedical and life sciences. There's also an expectation it could house a new veterinary school. The cause of a Labor Day weekend fire in the laundry room of a Bryan apartment complex was determined to be intentionally set by a 17-year-old. Derek DeVorce was arrested on the arson charge Monday, a week after it happened in the laundry room at the Highland Villa Apartments on Wildflower. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says the fire extinguished itself because it burned through a water supply hose.
Therefore, they did not discover the fire, the people, staff, and so on, of that facility until they discovered the flooding. And at that point, they realized that a fire had actually caused it all.
According to the arrest report from the Bryan Fire Department, surveillance video showed DeVorce setting the fire. Bryan police say an elderly man was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries following an attempted robbery. Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was Monday night around 8 in the area of Coulter and Antone.
It was just starting to get dark. Once we got on scene, we determined a 77-year-old male victim was in his yard when he was attacked from behind. He was struck with the bat. They were attempting to get his wallet and failed to do so and fled on foot in the immediate area.
McKeithen says anyone with information about the suspects is asked to call Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil & Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil & lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil & Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Normandy Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normandytractor.com. Normandy Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine for today should push temperatures up to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. High pressure will keep the weather clear to partly cloudy through the overnight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. For tomorrow, we're going to see sunshine once again. Afternoon highs at 95. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 70 to 75. It's partly to mostly sunny during the day on Friday, highs Friday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We have this cute little show that we run the first half hour, and it's called Something You Should Know. Did you boys happen to hear it this morning?
I was listening.
It was really pretty interesting. They're going to do 2 days on it, and they're talking about numbers. Tomorrow we're talking about math and how I kind of dig math. I kind of enjoy it now that I don't have to. You know, I like it. But interesting story about zero.
Math got a lot easier for everyone when zero showed up, because for a long time there was no zero.
So where does zero come from? It actually comes from India around about, I think, the 5th century, then came from India through the Arab world to Europe, which is why the numerals that we use now, which have the zero in it, are called Arabic numerals, but really they came from India. And it came from a mystical, religious view of the world. There's this idea that you give everything away and you're left with nothing, but that nothing is something. In fact, that nothing is everything. When there's nothing mathematically, well, let's call that something too. And that was probably the greatest advance that was made.
Tomorrow, why our number system is based on 10 and why 12 would probably be better.
So, and we'll play it again for you at 8 o'clock if you don't get up at 6:30. There's no reason to set the alarm at 6:15 to listen to a radio show, really, because it's archived and you can do it any time.
We'll love you if you do, though.
Yeah, well, we'll mention the...
Well, and there's 10 types of people in the world.
Yes?
Those who understand binary and those who don't.
Thank you. Very nice. Okay, we appreciate that. Nancy Berry here this morning. Don't set your alarm. We'll have it archived if you want to do that. I know probably you wanting to set your alarm to listen to a radio show is not your idea.
Oh, I get up at 5:30.
Yeah, sure you do. Yeah. Right. Yeah, she's got her fingers crossed behind her back. That's for sure. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. How, I guess I'm going to talk to Kelly Templin in the next few days, and I'll be interested to hear what he has to say. But did you happen to get any feedback on game day traffic or the game day experience?
Did. It went pretty well.
Okay.
Of course, the game was a blowout, and a lot of people left after half, and so it wasn't the 104,000 leaving at the same time, which might happen in a really close game.
Yeah.
But I think, there were probably a few little glitches, but they're being ironed out.
Well, the thing is, the get to the grid has changed, and there was a really great system. I mean, they really had a good one, and so I'm hoping that with the new locations that they have out at American Momentum Bank Plaza and then in downtown Bryan, that's going to work. But I'm sure it did have to adjust some travel times for some people there.
Yes, and we've got a new intelligent traffic system where we have a monitor board where we can see all these intersections, and they can regulate the green lights, and so
that's up and running and online.
Up and running.
Wow,
and online.
Wow, that's good.
And so that really is very helpful. And of course, the Destination Aggieland app will tell you in real time what intersection to avoid.
Yeah. Well, again, I certainly didn't have any trouble getting home, but like you say, because it was a blowout, that did kind of disperse the traffic a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to city business a little bit. Y'all had a meeting last week. Nobody spoke on the budget. Is that basically right?
Yeah, nobody came to speak at the public hearing for either the budget or the tax rate.
Yeah, which, I don't know, does that mean you must be doing something right? Is that
well,
it?
Well, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think it's the policies of the council and our excellent city staff.
Yeah.
But one thing is we're not changing the tax rate. It's staying the same. And we've been very transparent throughout. So I think that has to do a lot with no one coming to talk.
Yeah, but, we've and I think that the note has been sounded that people do need to understand that this city is growing very quickly and will continue to. I'll be interested when we start to see some sales tax numbers to see where that revenue is, if those projections are going to hold true. Simply because even on the state level, if you go to Austin, I mean, with oil lingering where it is right now, they were projecting at $60. Well, it's $40, and that causes a problem. Puts more money in Joe College Station's pocket, maybe, and you hope that he spends that. But I will be pretty interested to see those figures and what that will mean.
We are, too.
Yeah.
Interested.
Of course, the students are back, and that'll be great, and the football season and that sort of thing. But in November, when football goes away, or early December when football goes away, I'll be I'll be concerned about what happens
when
here.
When we see our December numbers for November, that will be really very telling.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that I guess all those things really have to fit together, all those pieces have to fit together, because you'll still have infrastructure, things like that, that need to be serviced, and fortunately you feel like you've got as good a handle on that as you possibly can for right now, but tax increases seem like that is the inevitable situation that we confront.
Probably.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Yeah. Going back kind of to the football game a little bit, and something that that I think you're getting a little bit of pushback from, and that is I think there are people who'd like to charge folks to park in their yard if they have a house near Kyle Field.
That is usually the case every year, but we've been very proactive this year. We've had code enforcement officers walking the street, and when they see someone parked in a yard, they go and, you know, tell them, and they've gotten warnings. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback on that, and so has the Student Senate.
But why can't I do that? Why can't I do that if I own a house there?
Because you're making your house a commercial property.
It helps pay my taxes.
No, can do.
We
have an ordinance against that.
Okay.
So this week we've got letters going out to property owners reminding them, and again, code enforcement's out there. And I want to do kudos to some neighborhood people who have gone and picked up trash in yards on Southside. So that's awfully nice to help keep the neighborhood looking good.
Bouncing back over to the budget for a minute, of course, there was some discussion about two entities. First of all, the Research Valley Partnership, and secondly, Convention Visitors Bureau. Brian last night did their funding and came in with a reduced number, a lower number than the Convention Visitors Bureau had asked for. What's your thinking there from College Station?
Well, I can't speak for anyone other than myself.
Sure.
The Convention Visitors Bureau has asked for about a 50% increase from College Station, and that a lot of it's to go to a new marketing program, new branding that the council was less than thrilled with. So I know we've talked to the CVB, and hopefully they'll come back with another
Are you, as one member of council, not really willing to give them the amount of money that they ask?
Probably not as much as they've asked for.
Sure. Okay. Well, and then let's turn our attention to the Research Valley Partnership, because there is some concern there. Each entity, Brian, College Station, Brazos County, gets a seat in there, so you get to know what's going on in the room. But they're asking to change the number of board members there, which changes the complexion of the board. And tell me what your kind of overview is, as best you can, about the Research Valley Partnership right now.
Well, they have two board appointments. Well, let me go back and say the bylaws say that any changes in the bylaws need to be approved by the cities.
Mm-hmm. And the counties,
and
is that
the
right?
And the county, okay. Yeah. And so the board voted on two additional board members, and one from health science, AgriLife, and one from College of Engineering,
mm-hmm.
and then an additional kind of member at large appointed by the RVP board. And that's in violation of the bylaws. It needs to go to the cities first.
Okay.
And so we asked for, and the cities and the county do not have representation on the executive committee. So we were concerned about the bylaws violation and concerned about not having representation on the executive committee.
Okay, let me stop you for a second. I don't want to get too far out in the weeds, but to make a change of the bylaws, what is the process that has to happen? What kind of a vote do they need to have?
They need to have a vote by both cities and the county.
Okay, so you got three votes right there.
Yeah,
okay.
This is for board appointments.
Okay, sure.
And so it had not gone to our city council. So we asked, we voted, the two additional appointments came up to our city council mm-hmm. last week, and we voted against it because we wanted to see a whole bylaw revision.
Okay, so you think you need to change the rule, the city council thinks they need to change the rules before they go in and make this number, increase the number, which
Correct.
Kind of probably makes sense. So let me ask my question, can a 2-to-1 vote cause that to happen, a change in the bylaws, or does it have to be 3-0? Do you know?
Do not know.
Okay. Because my thought is, what if one body decides not to vote? What if it ends up being two people who vote, one on either side maybe? What happens? Or if, in other words, when you lose that even, that odd number, what might possibly happen?
Yeah, and let me say that the City College Station is very supportive of the Research Valley Partnership. This is, you know, this is getting into the weeds.
Yeah, no, well, the city is...
This is not a... You know,
yeah, but there are members of the council that aren't pleased with what RVP is doing, right?
That's true.
I mean, if you look at the number of placements that have happened, Bryan has had far more than College Station. And again, it's not like, oh, we like Bryan better than College Station. There are a lot of variables involved
there.
But, you know, development's important. And again, we're going to talk to the city manager, and I know he's really, development's really, really in his wheelhouse, and so he'll want to do that. Okay, anything else going on in your horizon?
Well, yeah, National Night Out.
Oh, it's finally getting cool enough to do that.
Yeah, October 6th, okay. And we need more neighborhoods to sign up.
Okay.
It's a great way to get to know your neighbors, have a block party, have a police officer come, have the fire engine come, have the kids go over the fire engine into the police car and blow the sirens and see all the bells and whistles, and it's really terrific. So please sign up. You can do it at the city at cstx.gov/NNO for National Night Out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other thing I'd like to do is to remind people on Southside when there's a sign that says no parking this side of the street, towing enforced, that...
You mean it.
We mean it. Okay. And so, unfortunately, there were about 30 to 35 cars that were towed this weekend because they didn't read the sign on the side of the street. And we don't like that to happen to our own people or visitors from out of town.
Right.
So if it says no parking, it means no parking.
The mayor says read the signs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Very good. Nancy Berry, she's the mayor of College Station. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are set to open little changed, with investors cautious as the Fed's two-day policy meeting gets underway. Fed officials will decide whether to raise interest rates for the first time since the financial crisis, though expectations that a move is imminent have faded in recent weeks. About 46% of economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal last week predicted a September rate rise, compared with 82% surveyed in early August. Consumer prices fell in August due largely to depressed oil markets, marking the first drop since January. The Consumer Price Index, measuring what we pay for everything from groceries to medication, declined 0.1% from July. Excluding volatile food and energy components, core prices rose 0.1%. About 1/3 of U.S. children and teens eat pizza or other fast food every day, about the same percentage as it was in the 90s. The CDC report says there's also been no change in the proportion of calories that kids get from fast food daily. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Steel. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you remember what Julia Child said about no fat foods? No fat, no taste, no fun. You just gotta love Julia. So what if you could eat many of the foods that you love and not have to worry about the fat content? Well, you know, you can. Part of the excellent diet the Dr. Steelman put together contains a fat blocker. That's right, it acts in your stomach to prevent the digestion of fat. All the good vitamins and minerals get digested just fine, but it acts to block the fat content of most foods. And it has another great side benefit. It helps reduce your appetite. And here's the best part. You can buy the fat blocker separately. If you would like to limit some of the fat in your daily eating, well, then go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Right now, read all about this very effective and helpful product, the Fat Blocker. It's under the weight management section of their website at myactive8.com. Or you can simply call them toll-free, 800-465-4411, 800-465-4411. As crazes go, it was just about the biggest ever. Yeah, you can talk about your capri pants and your spike hairdos and your pet rocks and even the twist. But none of them can stand up to the huge popularity of the biggest craze of the late 1950s and early 60s. In that still age of innocence, one item came along that not only had everyone in the country doing it, but it was the subject of hours of entertainment and exercise. Do you remember the hula hoop? It was much more than a craze. It was a phenomenon of gigantic proportions. Now remember, this was back in the 1950s when you could buy a gallon of milk for around 30 cents. This little, well, some call it a toy, sold for around a dollar and a half, and boy, did it sell. Over 50 million of them in the first 24 months went out the door. Many a hula hoop contest was held all over the country. As a matter of fact, there were more hula hoop contests in America in a three-year period than dance, rodeo, football games, baseball games, and hockey matches combined. It was huge, that's for sure. And believe it or not, the hula hoop has seen something of a minor comeback of late. After a nearly 30-year absence, they have once again started appearing in stores, and there are even some hula hoop contests springing up around the country. So it seems that the once great hula hoop craze is not completely dead yet. And here's something you may not know, and that's that one man is primarily responsible for that huge hula hoop craze. One man who discovered it, financed the manufacture and promotion of the hula hoop in America, and one man who most of the money from that unbelievably popular simple piece of round plastic went to. The concept is so simple it astonishes the mind, doesn't it? It sure does. But it's a little-known fact that the man who started the hula hoop phenomenon, who financed it, manufactured it, promoted it, and brought it to the American public, did so practically in secret. Yeah, he didn't want anyone to know he was behind it. Well, because he was already a household name, and he didn't want to unduly influence people with his party, his house party. Yeah, you guessed it. The man who brought the hula hoop craze to America was, in fact, the very visionary Art Linkletter.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M football will play game number 3 on this brand new season coming up Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning when they take on the Wolfpack of Nevada. By the way, for that game, all active military and veterans can purchase half-price tickets when the Aggies take on Nevada this coming Saturday, 11 o'clock in the morning. For more information, you can go to 12thman.com/tickets or you can call the ticket office at 1-888-99-AGGIE. And again, that's half-price tickets for all active military and veterans for the game against Nevada. We'll broadcast the action starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday, with the pregame getting underway at that time, and then the game will kick a little after 11. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now, with 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32 horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
Kim Commando here with news about the arrival of some very inexpensive PCs. They're so inexpensive that you can now own one capable of running Windows 10 for less than $150. The question is, should you buy one? The HP Pavilion Mini fits in the palm of your hand. It's 2 inches tall, but it carries 4 gigs of memory, a 500 gigabyte hard drive, and it can run 2 4K monitors, all for $280. The Asus Vivo Mini is even smaller. It's a black square slab with a 16 gig hard drive, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and a wireless keyboard. The price, $199. And then there's Intel's computer stick. It's the smallest full PC there is, about the size of a pack of gum. Just 2 gigs of memory and 32 gigs of onboard storage. It plugs directly into a monitor's HDMI port. It's just $139. These bare-bones computers are for you if all you need to do is some web browsing, email, YouTube, Netflix, and simple office work. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. One streak is over related to continued growth at Blinn College's Brazos County campuses. Fall enrollment is down by 380 compared to the year before. While headcount is down at all Blinn locations, that was more than offset by the increase of students taking classes online. And while headcount is down in Bryan and Brenham, Senior Vice President Dennis Krausen says students are taking more classes and they've waited until right before the semester started to register.
Our numbers were down on a daily comparison all summer, and I was really afraid that we were going to be down 1 to 2 to 3% in contact hours. But what we found were that students waited longer to register. And I don't know if that was a correlation of what they were doing with their A&M classes, or if they were just waiting to get their financial situation in order.
While headcount is down in Bryan for the first time in at least 6 years, the number of contact hours are up over last fall. Both figures are higher compared to last year for Blinn students taking online classes, as well as those from high schools and students in Blinn's Teaks and Police Academy programs. Aggieland is expanding into the Rio Grande Valley.
An agreement 4 years in the making has been finalized to bring an extension of the flagship College Station campus to McAllen. And coupled with the newly created UT System University, Mayor Jim Darling says access to education has taken a giant leap forward in the Rio Grande Valley.
We'd be one of the only locations in the state that have both flagships in their area. The educational opportunities for our kids and research and all those kind of things is tremendous.
The satellite campus will offer courses in healthcare research and in biomedical and life sciences. And there's an expectation it could house a new veterinary school. In McAllen, Tim Sullivan, TSN News.
The deal gives the university 100 acres of land on the north side of McAllen, $10 million to build a teaching center, and $8 million to install utilities and other infrastructure. The first building is scheduled for completion in 2 years with an opening enrollment of 100. Within 5 years, the targeted enrollment is 750. News releases from the A&M system and the city of McAllen are on our website at WTEW.com. A 77-year-old Brian man was struck from behind with a bat during an attempted robbery Monday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the man was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries from the attack in his yard located south of Sue Haswell Park in the area of Coulter and Antone.
The information that we have on suspects is very limited. So what we're really doing is asking that if anyone has any information about this offense, to please contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300, or they can call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS, where they can remain anonymous.
McKeithen says the suspects ran away without getting the victim's wallet. The Bryan Fire Department has made an arrest in a Labor Day weekend arson case at an apartment complex. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse said they never arrived to put out the fire in the laundry room at the Highland Villa Apartments on Wildflower because it extinguished itself.
That was the interesting part about this case. Due to damage by the fire to a water supply, it eventually was extinguished by the water that was in the room.
According to the arrest report, the fire, which was set the night before Labor Day, was hot enough to melt a water supply hose, but the flooding wasn't caught until the following morning. 17-year-old Derek DeVorce was arrested Monday after he was identified on surveillance video igniting combustible material, placing it in a plastic trash can, fanning the flames, and moving the trash can behind a washer-dryer unit. A spike in suicides in county jails around Texas, the most notable being the death of Sandra Bland in Hempstead, coupled with tight budgets, has state lawmakers considering policy changes. Brandon Wood, who directs the Texas Commission on Jail Standards, says curbing the numbers of suicides is not as easy as simply adding more cameras.
They make a good tool to review the situation after the fact because they still require someone to watch them, and you can very easily overburden a single person with 24 cameras trying to watch all the cells at that point in time.
Wood says they're considering a peer review program to provide minimal training to trustee inmates to keep an eye on the others. They're also in the process of revising the intake screening form to better identify mental illness. A new survey from UT Austin finds nearly one-third of all Texans have experienced some sort of sexual assault. Lead investigator Noelle Bush Amendariz says 2 out of 5 women have been attacked.
Women are overrepresented, so it's, you know, undoubtedly a women's health and mental health issue. But we don't want to forget that it's a concern for men.
And she says 1 in 5 men have been sexually assaulted. Out of 413,000 sexual assaults that occurred last year, only 9% were actually reported. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501HST 25-horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teat. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, rebate and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G. Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
It's 8:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. That's Wilton's Furniture and Supplies and so much more. I'm just going to read the weather because, you know, it's the last weather of the day. And it's going to be okay today. We've got a chance. You know, there's some showers out there yesterday. I got no rain at my house. I'm not going to take it personally. It's all right.
But there's rained at my house.
There's a 20% chance of showers out there. I think Iola has been doing really well.
Yeah.
I mean, based on where I see the clouds, it looks like to me. Anyway, about 92 or 93 for a high temperature today. We'll carry that all the way through Sunday. Low temperature will be in the mid-70s, and we're at 75 right now. So I don't know if you heard, Rick Perry dropped out of the presidential race.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
I heard about that.
Yes. Thinning the field down to like 16 or whatever. So let's say that you decided that you wanted to pony up some money to the Rick Perry campaign back when you thought he had a chance. Opportunity and Freedom PAC asking some important questions right now. You see, some of the folks there want their money back. The PAC had as much as $13 million in the bank when Perry made his exit, and one donor in particular, a guy named Darwin Deason, who lives up in Dallas, would like to get that $5 million back, he tells Politico. Now, Austin Barber, that's Haley Barber's son, Austin Barber is a high-ranking leader of the PAC, and he is in consultation with the PAC lawyers about what's possible and is there little precedent to actually guide the group. Few super PACs have had this much cash after a candidate has dropped out of the race. Doug Deason, that's Darwin's son, is confident that his dad will have his $5 million back soon. Now, Darwin Deason, I looked him up, he's worth $1.8 million, okay? Excuse me, $1.8 billion. So that means he's not going to miss the $5 million whether he gets it or not. But it kind of sets up a precedent here.
It does.
And if he can't get the money back, if lawyers say he can't, then consider that you've given your money, and again, I ain't going to give my money to a PAC, okay? If you give your money to a PAC and the guy or gal who they support drops out of the race, then that PAC may go and put their money behind somebody who you don't like, and they, and guess what? They've got your money.
Yep.
That's why directed giving is a good way to do things. If you believe in a cause, go for the cause. Just do that. That's just my opinion. That probably will make people angry, but that's the way I feel, just saying that. Lawyer, doctor, and a janitor die in a freak elevator accident, find themselves arriving at the pearly gates.
That was something completely different.
Exactly right. Well, St. Peter says, hey, we've got limited space, so we're deciding admission based on a trivia contest. by the premise, by the bit, right? St. Peter turns to the janitor and says, what's the name of the famous ship that hit the iceberg and sank? Janitor says, Titanic. He says, you're in. Turns to the doctor and says, how many people died in the ship? Doctor says, I don't know, about 1,500, give or take. He said, close enough, you're in. Turns to the lawyer, says, name them.
Ah.
Yay! Okay. All right. So.
That was good. I like that one, actually.
Kind of a cute little story here. Back in 1986-87 in the school year, a boy named Edward and a girl named Christy were classmates in New Jersey. Well, young Edward harbored quite the crush on the girl who rode the same school bus as him, and admits, I'm sure she knew I existed, but I don't know if she loved me back then. Of course, love's a little different when you're 8 as opposed to 38. So what happens is Christy moved away at some point during her school.
Oh, bless his heart.
That's right, and the pair lost track of each other. That is until about 6 years ago when a fellow former third grader posted their class photo on Facebook. So lots of faces were tagged, and the various former students began communicating about that image, and boy, do you remember the days. Well, so Edward, now in his 30s and pretty much unaware of the ins and outs of the Facebook world and privacy, didn't realize everyone tagged would see when he wrote a throwaway comment about his former crush. He said, Christy Young, parentheses, loved her, end quote. Well, once he found out that everybody, including Christy, had read this revealing comment, he again posted, this time apologizing to Christy, admitting his embarrassment. Luckily, she said, no problem. I'm flattered that I had an admirer. They become Facebook friends, began chatting. After a while, he asked her out. Fast forward now, they got married December 28th of 2013, currently live in New Jersey together, and they have a 16-month-old daughter.
So,
how fun. Went away, but they found each other. So,
Gene Thompson, if you're listening.
That's it. Oh! Okay, let's touch this third rail. An Oregon mom embarrassed and angry when an employee at a Portland Marshalls store made her breastfeed her baby in the store bathroom. So a group of moms banded together and staged a nurse-in protest. On Saturday, Karina Gomez shared on Facebook photo of herself breastfeeding her young daughter in a bathroom stall. She says an employee, he told her she could not do that in the store dressing room. On Monday, about 25 moms showed up to breastfeed, sitting with their children inside.
Good for them.
Okay. I'm not, I don't know. I don't,
in a dressing room? What's that bothering anybody?
I'm probably okay with a dressing room. Just not exactly sure about the rights thing, you know?
No, I get that part. Yeah. But if it's in a dressing room, that ain't hurting anybody. Come on.
No, that's not. If Martin O'Malley's your guy for the presidency, you're in a very small group. But
yeah.
Said yesterday that the president is not providing a safe haven for enough refugees from Syria. He really did. He said that. We need to bring more Syrians in here? In a letter to Obama, he wrote, I appreciate your administration's attention to this issue, but I was disappointed to learn the United States would only accept 10,000 Syrian refugees next year. Hey, Martin, why don't you head back to the house and we'll just send some over to you. How's that, buddy?
In your neighborhood. How about that?
Oh, we won't bring many. We'll just bring about 100. How's that? Is that okay? Can we do that? Can we bring them over and let you take care of them? Just saying. Looking for a job this fall? How about being a package handler? UPS says they're going to hire between 90 and 95,000 people to help out during the holiday season. If you'd like to be a little brown elf, then there's your opportunity. November to January.
From what I understand, that's pretty decent money.
Well, it's pretty decent money, it is. And again, it's seasonal, but works out, you know. Time of year may need some cash. Rob Lowe may look like a pretty boy, but actually, he's a hardcore biker dude. New York Daily News reports that he rode his Harley in support of the Wounded Warriors Project last weekend in Malibu.
Oh, very cool.
That doesn't make him a hardcore biker, dude.
It doesn't. That's okay, but he's doing it for good reason.
Absolutely.
So we'll go with that.
Ball for what he's doing, but
that's right. Montpelier, Vermont. The police there teasing their press conferences just like the networks tease their fall lineup. In a joint statement, federal and state officials announced that they would be announcing a big drug bust. Wow. Come on down this afternoon. We'll have that for you. The only thing they would say beforehand is that it involved heroin trafficking. No word on whether or not the tease brought any extra people, but the governor showed up. So the governator was there. It worked as far as he's concerned. But that's, I don't know, that's interesting.
Why not?
I don't know how long that'll work, but at least it worked for now. It's the first time that they do something and they can't follow through on it.
Yeah.
Like Fox News, whenever they do their Fox News alert.
The special room.
Yeah, and then you hear the next thing is like a chainsaw. You know, like, trees have fallen in Vermont. Oh, great, okay, that's fine. Glad to hear that. American Airlines flight was interrupted Monday by a woman who wouldn't stop screaming. Flight from Miami to Chicago, an hour from its destination, when the pilot's voice was heard on the loudspeaker asking for large male volunteers to restrain a passenger. I don't want to hear that on an airplane. That doesn't sound good. The cabin was placed on lockdown mode as the plane made an emergency landing in Indianapolis. Witnesses say the unidentified woman hit a passenger and kissed a flight attendant before being forcibly removed from the plane. No kidding. It's a woman, okay? Hits the flight attendant, kisses the flight attendant and hits a passenger. Once the woman was escorted away, the flight took off for Chicago. Unclear what set the passenger off in the first place. Charges might be filed, I reckon.
Is that extra bag fee?
I want to hear the backstory on that. That's good.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Tailgating Texans and football aficionados alike, choose Tom Light Chevrolet. It's early truck month at Tom Light, but it's never too early for tremendous savings on the most rugged, dependable truck this side of the gridiron, Chevy Silverado. Come in for closeout deals and drive out with Chevy's best-selling full-size pickup and the envy of tailgaters everywhere. Trade in your old truck at Tom Light Chevrolet, your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. We'll give you a cash offer on the spot. Walk away with the cash or put it down on your new Silverado. We have more amazing deals than there are meats on your grill. And during early truck month, the savings are even sweeter than your famous homemade barbecue sauce. With our amazing selection and uncomparable service, you can almost taste the savory Silverado savings. That's why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Tailgate time is here at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
You know, the channel lineup I've got from Suddenlink has just really neat stuff on it. First, HDTV is cool. It really, really is. And I kind of like those nature shows from time to time. And Net Geo and National Geographic Wild have just spectacular ultra slow motion video. It's so great to watch. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy about the channel lineup I've got from Suddenlink. And now's a great time for you to switch. The more power to you gives you exactly what you want, and that is better TV, faster internet, and it's all packaged together with a great price. If you'll call them right now, call Suddenlink at 877-694-9474 and get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you'll also get on demand. Those are hours and hundreds of hours of television that you can watch when you want to. Entire seasons, they're there for you. A lot of them are in HD, and they've added a lot of channels, and they group the channels together to make it easier than ever for you to be able to get just what you want. So give them a call, 877-694-9474 today, or visit suddenlink.com for more information. I forget what I was watching Hummingbirds the other night. Just really ultra slow motion. Just, it's cool.
That is cool.
There's a lot of
beautiful.
There's a lot of neat stuff out there. Diplomatic immunity, reportedly protecting a streetcar racer at high-speed exotic cars in Beverly Hills. Police say they've got a video that was uploaded on YouTube of a Porsche 911 and a yellow Ferrari LaFerrari, which is a hybrid supercar.
The Ferrari Ferrari.
That's right. Racing down a residential street. Video was taken by a photojournalist who lives in the area. The man who owns the car threatened to kill him and get away with it because he has diplomatic immunity.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just laughing.
Hopefully not for long.
A photographic journalist, that's paparazzi.
Yeah, that's probably right. Hillary Clinton going to be on the Jimmy Fallon show tonight.
Oh, goody.
See how that works. I wonder what color she'll wear.
No, you don't.
Puce. Well, I forget. They showed a video, and she looked like a blueberry. I'm just saying.
Farouk Assault.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
That's the...
The girl that turned into a blueberry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what she looked like. Yeah, exactly. So, we'll see. What else? You'll finally get to see the original Beatles promo films in high def. November 6th, look for Beatles 1 Plus, which expands on the pretty big 27-song collection back in 2000. The new edition now takes those 27 songs and pairs them with newly restored videos for every song and then some. DVD and Blu-ray releases will have 50 clips, including alternate versions and some stuff that you've never seen before. All of this will be has been remixed for stereo for the first time and 5.1 surround as well. Beatles Apple Core Gang put this thing together. They've been working on it for a while. So you can now enjoy pre-MTV mastery of Strawberry Fields Forever's promo film and the Beatles on the roof of the Apple Records building playing Get Back. That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
If you're a Beatles person, that's kind of fun. Well, let's see. Kenny Chesney's finished making $90 million this year, wrapped up his summer tour 2 weeks ago with two sold-out shows in Foxborough, Massachusetts. He's already telling you that the next time he goes out, he's going to co-headline with Miranda Lambert. Haven't toured together since 2009. Right now, he's kicking back, which means he's probably on Jost Van Dyke or something like that.
More than likely.
Yeah, out there doing the sun thing. All right, here's a Massachusetts farmer who turned an 817-pound pumpkin into a boat.
Wow.
Todd Sandstrom. How can you, 800, well, no. I'll have to see it, I guess. He paddled the carved-out gourd 7 miles down a river. He is the organizer of the annual South Shore Grape Pumpkin Challenge, where local schools grow a giant pumpkin every year. This year, he took it a step further, turned it into a boat. Bet it smells like a pumpkin inside. What do you think?
Probably.
How do you get the seeds out of that? All right, so now
a
have you got
a shovel?
Because you're like a pumpkin aficionado, right?
I just know some.
Okay. Well, I mean, have you already bought your pumpkin? When do you buy your pumpkin?
Closer to Halloween.
Okay. Well, I was at a grocery-torium, and I was just thinking, you know, the really big ones that are nicely shaped are there now. And as long as you don't cut them open, they last a long time. I mean, it's a gourd, right?
No, I go to the hospice thing in front of the Covenant Presbyterian Church every year.
Okay, and buy it over there. Okay, that's a good plan. Hello.
Yes, I listened with intense scrutiny yesterday to hear the...
How's Intense doing? I hadn't seen Intense in a while. Anyway, go ahead.
To check on today in history, I was anxious to hear the birthdays yesterday, and they never came up.
Oh, we do that the first thing in the morning.
Famous people. Okay, I knew a couple of famous people that happened yesterday.
Gaylord Perry.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, hello, anybody else? Oh, me? Yeah, yesterday was my birthday. It was.
Yeah. I hope you had a good one.
I did. Thank you, Clarence. I appreciate it, buddy. There you go.
He said you's famous.
Clarence Cullen from Snook. Just depends. Small area. So we're all obsessed with finding the best. What? Best TV, best laptop, best toothpaste, whatever.
As long as it's not 10 of them.
Yeah. At a certain point, though, we're just wasting time. A personal finance advisor has put together kind of a checklist, and he said we shouldn't spend more than 2 seconds on decisions that don't really matter, which is fine, but I would think like best TV and laptop is not quite the same as best toothpaste, okay?
Right.
The next time you find yourself deliberating, ask, is this something that actually matters? And if not, go on with it. Just go. What would be the worst thing that happens? So, first world problem, is that it?
Yeah.
All right, because nobody's augured themselves into the ground really today.
Yeah, it's been a pretty calm week, actually.
A viral photo of a starving polar bear has raised alarm among wildlife experts.
Oh, no.
And not just because of how sad and sick the bear looks. It's because of where the bear was when the picture was taken.
Was it a zoo?
No, it was in Norway. The area was once home to a thriving population of polar bears. It's now being monitored by researchers who say that the region has experienced extraordinary loss of sea ice. Now, I don't want polar bears to die, okay? Don't get me wrong. But you know, it's a system.
What if he's old and he's wasting?
Could well be.
Failure to thrive. Come on.
It's the summer of the ice-free period. It's 20 weeks longer and since they've been keeping records. Listen, guys, you talk about a really accurate system. They have been keeping records since all the way back to 1979.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you talk about a true and full compilation of facts. I mean, it's 1979. Hello.
Hey, when you're talking about the decision making,
yes.
far as how much time to spend.
Uh-huh.
Were you saying it's more important was about your entertainment choice is more important than your dental health?
Yeah, well, it could be. I think, but all toothpaste is pretty much the same, isn't it? Am I wrong?
I don't know. I'd have to spend more than 2 seconds to think about it.
I will tell you the kind that makes your teeth not hurt is different than normal toothpaste.
Oh, okay. I had to use that for a while. I didn't think. It tasted weird. I didn't like it. So I went back to the other stuff. But look. Polar bears, okay? I mean, and they've been keeping records for 35 years, and that's supposed to be how long have polar bears been on the planet?
Maybe. Before that.
Yeah, before that. I don't mind if you want to be concerned. I can understand why you would be. Listen, get this. The study, there's another study that says, if we use up all of our fossil fuels over the next 500 years, we'll destroy the entire continent of Antarctica. Okay, now, the study says, if we use all the oil, all the coal, all the natural gas, we will emit, you ready, 10,000 gigatons of carbon.
Gigatons?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I have a gigaton in my computer.
Now, again, they're just making stuff up. I mean, really? We can't use up a gigaton. And we're going to use up 10,000 gigatons.